This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah has written that the greatest setback of sin is that it leads you to another vice. If you commit one crime, then it brings you closer to another crime. And the greatest positive energy of virtue is that if you perform one virtue, it propels you to another virtue. So if you are going to be generous, it will take you up on the ladder of generosity. And Allah forbid, if you're a person who withholds and mises, then it will take you right to the rock bottom. I came across something very amazing in Madarik al-Tanzil in the fifth juz under this ayah. الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Those who are misers and they advocate miserliness. The scholars say, the Ahlul Lugha, the linguists say there are four types. Al-Bukhl, one is a bakhil, a person who mises. What is his nature? الَّذِي يَأْكُلُ مِن مَالِهِ وَلَا يُوكَلْ. Whatever I have, only I will eat, nobody else will eat from it. Then you have one trait that is worse than that, and that is shuh. لا يأكل من ماله ولا يوكل من ماله. That nobody must eat from what I have, nor can he eat from his own. He just doesn't have the heart and the mind to use what Allah has given him. So it could be cold, he has a jacket, he has a sweater, but he won't wear it. He has certain amenities, but he won't use it. And then you have jood. Jood is generosity. الَّذِي يَأْكُلُ مِن مَالِهِ وَيُوكَلُ مِن مَالِهِ. That people eat from what he has and he himself enjoys from it. And then there's one even greater, and that is called sakha. الَّذِي يُوكَلُ مِن مَالِهِ وَلَا يَأْكُلُ مِن مَالِهِ. Where his thrill and his happiness and his joy is to see how others can benefit from what Allah has given me and not me necessarily. And I share with you an amazing incident of Hassan radiallahu anhu, and this was the salient feature of these great people. So Hassan radiallahu anhu is walking and he's seen this young man, and he's a poor, pauper, humble person. He's eating bread, and then he takes a morsel and he gives the dog a morsel until there is an equal portion left, and he breaks that equally in half, and then he gives the dog half and he eats half. He doesn't eat more and give the dog less. And this is not with a fellow human, but with another creature. So when Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu observed this, tears just trickled down his eyes. It was emotional. So he said, "Ma hamalaka ala an shatarta al-kalb." Oh young man, what made you do this, that you split, you cut the bread in half and you gave half to the dog and half to yourself? He said, "Istahat aynaya min aynayhi an ughabinahu." I simply couldn't eat knowing that this animal was hungry. My inner self wouldn't allow me. Okay, wow, amazing. What's your name? This is my name. Whose orchard is this? This orchard belongs to Aban bin Uthman. And you are a slave to him? Indeed. Okay, أَقْسَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ لَا بَرِحْتْ. I swear by Allah and I ask you in the name of Allah, remain seated here. He goes to the master, purchases the orchard and purchases the slave, and pays him the handsome amount, and then he returns to the individual, and he says to him that, you know what, I have purchased you. So he said, "Atta'atu lillahi wa lirasulihi wa laka ya mawlaya." Obedience to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then to you as my new master. So Hassan radiallahu anhu said, "Well, I have good news to tell you. Anta hurrun liwajhi Allah. I have liberated you for the pleasure of Allah." And that's not all. وَالْحَائِطُ هِبَةٌ لَكَ مِنِّي. And this orchard is a gift to you from me. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the display? What was the last out of the four? As-sakha. يُوكَلُ مِن مَالِهِ وَلَا يَأْكُلُ مِن مَالِهِ. Where the thrill is to see how happiness comes to others from the wealth that Allah has given you. May Allah bless us with that spirit, where our joy is in seeing how the bellies of others are filled and how the thirst of others are quenched and how others are provided with shelter. That becomes our accomplishment. May Allah make that a reality. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.